This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment before Mike Adams takes over here on this Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. David in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can, brother.
Awesome. It's so good to talk to you finally. You're mentioning real callers. Let me tell you about the real. I'm an ex-Democrat in recovery under the Republican Party. I woke up right around the same time I got sober, and I think that has a lot to do with my new beliefs. And, man, I used to call you when I was like 9 or 10, like 20 years ago on your show on the Public Access Channel. And now here we are.
And listen, brother, just cause I agree, but the Republicans aren't perfect either. It's just they're a little bit better than Democrats. You know, so I want to be clear. It's not just like going for the Republicans is going to save us. It's just the fact is the Democrats are literally cancer.
That's absolutely fact. It's just a less poisonous version of the same pill. I wanted to ask you, so the last two callers kind of tie in with this, except they seem a little somber. Lots of talk about the cyber attacks. National outage. What happens if the plan goes off? Like, I'm an Austin City dweller.
Well, that's a whole other discussion, what happens if the power goes off. We should do some whole shows on that. The reason I know that's coming is they keep pre-programming you, telling you it's imminent, and then claiming the Russians are going to do it. So that's why I'm worried about it.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, too. There's a lot of warnings coming out from a lot of different outlets about that, and I'm just wondering, do you have a plan? Do you have a message to the people?
I've been so busy fighting, I really don't have a plan. I mean, I try to have my tank full. We got a place in the country to run to, a little bit of food there. I've been so busy on the offense. I don't have a defense, brother. Good to have you with us, Davis. I love you, and I appreciate you. All right, let's go ahead and take more calls here. Going as fast as we can. Bryce in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, well, my question is in regards to the 2020 election, right, there's many people like me who genuinely think it was fraudulent. With that going forward to elections in the future, what do you think we could do or something that we could, I guess, use to justify that they would be legit in the future?
We have to end mail-in ballots other than absentee where the person signs up for themselves. That's totally legitimate and a good thing. Absentee, you're going to be out of town, you're in the military, you go yourself, you file for it, you get it. But just randomly mailing out millions of ballots and letting them do it, the biggest thing we do is stop that fraud.
Oh, I agree. I'll never forget watching the election with my brother, and at like 1 a.m. they stop the counting and all these mail-in ballots come in, and for some reason they're all for Democrats.
And they're saying the ultimate crime is questioning an election. No, we're going to continue to question no matter what they do to us.
Oh, of course. But no, that's about it. Thank you very much, Alex.
I appreciate you. All right, I got Bruce and I got Xander, and I got a minute and a half left. Let's go to Bruce in Kentucky. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah. Alex, I wanted to mention about the voters' election. I believe the elections will go on, but the problem is, if they haven't fixed the problems of 2020, they're still going to be using the machines that they can change and manipulate. So it's not those, they say, who vote, but those who count the votes. So I believe the loss is right there unless we can change that around. And the second thing is the PCR test for the COVID or whatever. They got, the globalists now have most people's DNA, a global.
No, that's right. They admit it. We told them 2 years ago it's a DNA test. The test is a fraud. Great point. God bless you. But jamming one more call. Apologize cutting you short. Xander in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. You said you like the wild card calls, and I went to a Jesuit college, and the Jesuit priest would tell us in theology class that the way God parted the Red Sea for Moses is with his male member. And I think that's a lot of thing lacking right now is the power of male energy. Tucker Carlson has highlighted in Christianity, it's male and female genders, where in the Talmud they have multiple genders, like androgynous, tum-tum, which is lacking sexual characteristics, A-Lanet Hama, A-Lanet Adam, Saras Hama, and Saras Adam, and they're strikingly similar to LGBTQ. I'm not saying there shouldn't be LGBTQ stuff, but I think the U.S. majority of people would align more with...
Call me back, Xander. The great Mike Adams takes over now. Thank you, Xander. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome, folks, to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show here on Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger from NaturalNews.com, and I'm going to be driving the train of information through this hour. We have a lot coming up. You're going to just be blown away. I've got a special guest joining us at the bottom of the hour that has, I think, a really special analysis. A first-time guest. You may not have heard from this person before. He's got a fantastic analysis of where things are going and how we win this on a spiritual front. But getting just kind of from what Alex and a lot of the callers just said, yes, there is probably going to be a cyber attack false flag in the United States. It'll be carried out by the deep state to be blamed on Russia. And yes, in addition to that, at some point this war goes nuclear. And it seems like the United States will be struck by a nuclear weapon. That could be the Poseidon underwater nuclear drone that Russia has. They've deployed their massive submarine now that carries 8 of these Poseidon weapon systems, and these can cause what's called the radioactive tidal wave to inundate coastal cities. And if you look at the geography of the power centers of the continental United States, you realize that the power centers are all along the coasts. Of course, you've got Washington, D.C., you've got Norfolk, Virginia, you've got New York City, you know, the financial capital of America, and so on, all within striking distance of a single nuclear detonation on the East Coast. And that would render those coastal areas uninhabitable for about 3 centuries, by the way. So it's not just the tidal wave. It's the fact that then the ocean water, which would be radioactive at that point, would deposit radioisotopes onto the land, quite a few miles inland. Those radioisotopes would be impossible to clear away. And they would render the entire area, again, uninhabitable for at least 300 years, because that's 10 half-lives of cesium-137, by the way. You have to have 10 half-lives before it's really safe to go back. That's why Chernobyl, you can't move into the park next to Chernobyl right now, not for, you know, almost 300 years, because it hasn't even been that long since, what was it, 1986. So, with that said, yes, you need to consider iodine. Absolutely. I 100% support that. If you don't have iodine, I don't know, you're crazy. You got to get some. In my opinion, iodine is going to be an incredible barter item as well. So check out InfoWarsStore.com. Just make sure you got your supplies squared away. But in addition to the oral iodine, make sure you also have antiseptic first aid components, because... Well, and that would include povidone iodine, by the way, which is not something that you could drink or consume. But what a lot of people don't know is that if you apply povidone iodine to your skin, that it has a double-acting effect. It actually absorbs some iodine through your skin as well. So you can actually, in an emergency, you can, in essence, take iodine through your skin. A lot of people don't know that, but it absorbs quite well through that vector as well. So also make sure you've got hydrogen peroxide. Make sure you've got isopropyl alcohol. These are things that are very easy to get, very inexpensive to get. You can just go out to a local pharmacy and get a lot of these things, like the IPA or make sure you could get chlorine dioxide, which makes a really nice antibacterial topical kind of spray. It also is used to kill bacteria in water supplies as well, so it's used in water filtration. So many of these things you're going to need, because when the grid goes down, you're not going to have clean water anymore, and a lot of the sewage systems that run these cities are going to stop working. So you're going to have overflowing raw sewage in every major city, not just San Francisco, which is where it is now. I'm talking about every city in America, because when the sewage system stops working but people keep flushing, guess what happens? It becomes a very ugly situation and a very unsanitary situation very, very quickly. You're going to start to have a lot of deaths from cholera and just, you know, sort of, I don't know, 17th century types of diseases from a lack of basic sanitation, a lack of plumbing, and so on. So you're going to need to be prepared for that. You need to be prepared for a low-tech survival scenario. And I've actually done a whole book on this. It's a free audio book. If you want to download it, by the way, it's free. It's at resilientprepping.com. But I talk about low-tech solutions and no-tech solutions. So if you want to learn how to survive without any technology, which I think is necessary, that's what happens when the grid goes down, there are ways to do that with food, medicine, money, shelter, all of it. You can live without electricity. Not going to be fun, not a pretty scenario, and most people probably won't live through it because they don't know what to do when the lights go off. But you, the InfoWars listener, you know, you're well aware. You're probably more prepared than 999 out of 1,000 people. So, yes, you can make it through this, but you need to get information and get well prepared. By the way, as a programming note, I've been posting my daily podcast now to band.video on the InfoWars platform. So you can get everything that I'm doing, all the interviews I'm doing, and so on, at band.video. Just look for Mike Adams there on that channel. I did an interview last night that just got posted today, which is related to the topic here. I interviewed Ben Armstrong from The New American, and Ben Armstrong had a fascinating analysis of the Book of Revelation, and he believes, based on his analysis, that New York City is Babylon, as is described in, I believe, chapter 18 of the Book of Revelation. It starts in chapter 17 and then segues into chapter 18. And for those of you familiar with Scripture, you know that the great city of Babylon, the city of all the riches and all the trade and the world's hub for importing and exporting, the city falls in 1 hour. It falls into ruin while the ship captains are off the coast of the city looking at it, a smoking ruin as the city is completely destroyed. Well, according to Ben Armstrong, who is quite a scholar in this area, he's been studying this for more than 20 years, he believes that New York City is Babylon. And by the way, he's not arguing with people who have a different interpretation. He's just adding another layer. So it's okay to have different interpretations on all this. I don't want to start any arguments over what Scripture says. But then also, in chapter 18, and I forgot what verse this is. It seems like it's verse 23 or 20. I think it's 23. It talks about, in the translation, how the spell was shared with all the nations of the world and destroyed them and brought great death through the blood and killed off the apostles and all the people of God through the blood. Well, in the original Greek, that word spell is actually pharmakia. So what Ben Armstrong was explaining to me in an interview that I think is posted on band.video right now is that he believes that actually what Scripture was predicting was that Big Pharma and its vaccines and the spike protein would be the, quote, spell or the sorcery or the pharmakia that kills billions all across the world through their contaminated blood. And it's like, wow, all of a sudden the Scripture makes instant sense. And you look at the evil behind this and how all the clues now line up. And then just today, and we're going to play this clip when we come back, by the way, in the next segment. Just today, a member of European Parliament has announced just a bombshell that's rocking the world right now, where Pfizer, under questioning at the European Parliament, a Pfizer spokesperson admits that Pfizer never tested their vaccine against a transmission. So the vaccine, there's no science whatsoever to support the idea that this can halt transmission or to support the vaccine mandates that say that if people are vaccinated, then they won't contribute to the spread of COVID, or that everybody needs to be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity, or that everybody at work needs to be vaccinated, everybody in the military needs to be vaccinated. There's no science behind it at all. It was a complete fraud, totally made up. We're going to watch that clip after this coming break. It's just mind-blowing. But yes, the pharmakia is destroying the world, or I should say it's one of the many vectors that is achieving mass depopulation right now. And apparently that has been foretold in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. Of course, I'm not the Bible scholar here, just passing this along to you. People may disagree with interpretations, that's fine. But at least open your eyes and take a look at this, because, you know, God knows everything. And he knew it long before it all happened. So we know what's going down. And also, by the way, Ben Armstrong believes that we have not yet entered the tribulation, which means we've got 7 years of hell on earth yet to come on top of everything we're experiencing right now. So, folks, get prepared, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. Turns out that's kind of where we are right now in reality. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with that video clip and much more. Stay with us here on Infowars.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, we're about to go to a bombshell video clip that just emerged today. I want to give a shout-out to Citizen Free Press for finding this and posting this. It's been going viral. A European Parliament member has, was asking a Pfizer representative as part of this testimony whether the Pfizer vaccine for COVID had ever been tested versus transmission. In other words, you know, does it stop the transmission of this virus? Does it stop person-to-person catching of this virus? And the answer was no. So, in other words, all this so-called science and follow the science and I believe in science and all this stuff turns out to be nothing but total hogwash. And frankly, every mainstream media outlet in the world needs to publish a retraction if they ever said that this vaccine was proven safe or effective, because it wasn't. Let's go to that two-minute clip right now and check out this just fascinating testimony. Let's go to that.
If you don't get vaccinated, you're antisocial. This is what the Dutch Prime Minister and Health Minister told us. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself, but also for others. You do it for all of society. That's what I said. Today, this turned out to be complete nonsense. In a COVID hearing in the European Parliament, one of the Pfizer directors just admitted to me, at the time of introduction, the vaccine had never been tested on stopping the transmission of the virus. This removes the entire legal basis for the COVID passport, the COVID passport that led to massive institutional discrimination as people lost access to essential parts of society. I find this to be shocking, even criminal. Please watch the video until the end.
Voor u, mevrouw Small, heb ik de volgende vraag waar ik een duidelijk antwoord op wil. And I will speak in English so there are no misunderstandings. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around did we know about stopping humanization before it entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now this turned out to be a cheap lie. This should be exposed. Please share this video.
I love how she was saying essentially we didn't have time to do the science because we had to move at the speed of science. It's like, wow, you're just fraudsters. You're just making it all up and claiming it's science. What does that mean? We had to move at the speed of science, but in order to do so, we had to skip the science. I mean, come on. It's a clown world, folks. I mean, this is idiocracy on steroids. But, of course, you and I, we've known this the whole time, but now it's coming out more and more in, you know, mainstream conversations here. So I really want to congratulate that member of the EU Parliament. I don't know his name. But obviously he's got the courage to ask these questions and help bring this out. And you may have noticed that, the vaccine manufacturers are refusing to release the underlying data that they claim shows the vaccine even worked. So the whole idea of, quote, peer-reviewed science is just being thrown out the window here. There's no peer review allowed because they say, well, the data, it's a secret. It's all secret data, super secret. No one's allowed to see it. Every time these organizations say that turns out to be total fraud, by the way. So now they're just playing a delay game, trying to prevent the data from being revealed, because when the data do come out, guess what? It's going to show the whole thing was a complete fraud from day one. And I did a recent interview, by the way, with Karen Kingston that was just bombshell. That's also posted on band.video, by the way, if you want to check it out there. That was just a few days ago. And she shows that actually this entire vaccination effort was not about immunization at all. It was about installation. You were being installed with an operating system. You were being installed with some kind of exotic technology that has some other nefarious purpose far beyond immunization, because immunization didn't even work. Even as you just saw, Pfizer just admitted they didn't even test to see if it stopped transmission or if it worked for immunization. This is a complete, complete fraud that they pushed, of course, but you've known that this entire time. All right. We've got more troops pouring into Belarus today from Russia, and Russia launching another wave of missiles maybe 12 hours ago or less, all hitting targets all across Ukraine. So I want to point out another mass media lie in all of this. In March or April of this year, we were told that Russia had run out of missiles, and that's why they had to resort to their hypersonic missiles like the Dagger. I think it's called the Kinzhal or some similar word to that. And so that lie turned out to be, of course, complete nonsense, because it turns out Putin was just restraining the use of missiles. He actually has plenty of missiles, and he's just done 2 days in a row of many dozens of missile strikes hitting targets across Ukraine and taking out, in some cases, some electrical infrastructure capabilities and so on, which the West is now condemning. Oh, how dare Putin attack infrastructure that affects civilians? And I'm thinking, do any of these neocons and leftists, do they even remember Desert Storm? Do they remember Iraq and the Middle East and how the U.S. carpet bombed the water system, the power system, the roads, the bridges, everything? And then they all jump on Trump and say, yeah, you shouldn't build walls, you should build bridges, except now the left says they should blow up all the bridges, apparently, you know, if they're in Crimea, for example. So it's completely insane. And this is why I really want to give a thumbs up to Tulsi Gabbard today, who, you know, left the Democrat Party and issued quite a dramatic statement. I'm sure InfoWars covered that earlier. But Tulsi Gabbard gets my vote as a person with principles. And frankly, I don't even care if someone agrees with me on every single point. I want to deal with people who have principles and are consistent in their principles. And Tulsi Gabbard, even though she was a Democrat, and maybe you don't like everything that she's ever said, of course, but she is a woman with principles, and she sticks to those principles, and she is now proving that, and I think she has a very strong political future in any party, or maybe above all the parties, frankly, because she can bridge both parties, and she has my support if she wants to run for office. Also want to mention Carrie Lake out of Arizona. You know, speaking of remarkable women in politics, Carrie Lake is just a breath of fresh air here. She is just amazing. I think she's going to win Arizona. All of you, of course, need to vote for her and support her in her campaign. And she just takes it to all the haters and the trolls. And Carrie Lake is just setting an example of what I wish GOP men would act like. Hey, you GOP sissy men, why don't you cowboy up and act at least as manly as Carrie Lake, a woman who is out manning you? I mean, seriously. And by the way, I don't care if Carrie Lake is a woman or a man. Gender doesn't mean anything. I'm, again, looking for people with principles, backbone, and courage. And that's Tulsi Gabbard, and that's Carrie Lake. And I wouldn't be surprised if that becomes a ticket for the White House down the road. You know, Carrie Lake and Tulsi Gabbard. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Or DeSantis and Carrie Lake. Or DeSantis and Tulsi Gabbard. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Anything can happen, but if we choose people with principles, we'll all be better off. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a special guest and a new interview right after this break. I'm Mike Adams here on InfoWars.com.
Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen, to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. And continuing now, we're going to be joined by a special guest named John Wadsworth. He's going to be joining us here for, well, a conversation about the spiritual revolution and the spiritual battle for America. Now, you know, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com, and I'm always looking for people who get it, people who understand what's going on. And I found John Wadsworth posting there. His channel is called New Patriot, and I'm encouraging him to branch out to other platforms as well. And he just nails it. Lives in California. Is joining us now from California, Mr. Wadsworth. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's great to have you on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. Look, I'm a fan of your work. I've been watching many of your videos, and the reason I invited you on is because you know, you're a down-to-earth guy, and you totally get it. Let's start with some basics. Tell us where you think we stand right now in the world in terms of conflict and war and crisis and, you know, lies versus truth. Just kind of a big picture overview, if you would, please.
Okay, I think we're in World War III, for starters here. So I think people need to really acknowledge that. And the most of the people in this country are, I think, brainwashed and conditioned and they're not aware of the danger that we're in. But even, of course, beyond the physical danger of being in World War III, is a spiritual danger. We have, as a nation, gone way off the rails. And so, yeah, we're in it. We're in World War III, and America is headed for a great downsizing, I'm afraid.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Now, you're based in California, correct? Is that's where you're joining us from today?
Yes, from rural California. We call it New California State out here. We're actually forming a new state and not submitting any longer to the the tyranny and the dictatorship that's just off the hook here. So that's, for us, that's also an expression of repentance and turning back to God. So
yeah, tell us about that briefly. I know there's been quite an effort underway, and there are models such as Virginia and West Virginia throughout history. And of course, Paul Preston, I'm scheduled to interview him at some point here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the same movement that you're part of, the one that he's involved in?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, we are following the model of West Virginia, which is a well-established model of creating a state from an existing state. So that's our path here.
And do you think that that's going to succeed? I mean, wasn't there a ballot initiative or something that you were gathering signatures for? I forgot the details. Fill us in, please.
I don't remember any ballot. We have not had a ballot initiative. There have been other new state attempts, but we're not following that process. We're following a different process. Paul will tell you more about that when you interview him, but we're following the constitutional approach, and it's a section in the Constitution called the Admissions Clause or the New States Clause. So that's, and it doesn't have anything to do with the ballot initiative, by the way. So interesting, but that's what we're doing.
Are you, just last question on that, we'll move on, but are you confident that you'll be able to achieve that success as a new state? And what would the new state be called, by the way?
The new state would be called New California. And as West Virginia, by the way, was called New Virginia before it was called West Virginia. So, and for us, failure is not an option. So a lot of us are just saying we're not moving out of California. Our elections have been stolen here for decades. We're kind of used to it. But and we're talking about rural California. So we've actually formed a government. We have senators and assembly people in every county. We have a strong presence. We've had a number of different constitutional conventions. And we're actually legislating right now and ready to govern with the restored government of California. But I'm sure more of that when you talk to Paul.
Yeah, absolutely, and I will. But the whole COVID fiasco, the forced lockdowns, you know, the masking, the children yanked out of schools, the vaccine mandates, especially even for city workers and so on, did that accelerate, I'm wondering, the people embracing the idea of forming a new state?
Oh, I think that's a catalyst. Yes, absolutely, that's a catalyst. So that is a gift to us. And when they try it again, which I'm sure they will, we basically, the new California patriots, we never submitted to it. So some became fugitives, some became persecuted, some lost their jobs, some fled the state, and some are coming back. So, yeah, that is a catalyst.
Snile. Well, I have a great idea for the entire new California economy. All you have to do is manufacture all the things that California is banning, such as natural gas-powered water heaters, full-flush toilets, and, of course, combustion engine cars. Like the new California state, just buy used cars from all over America, fix up the used cars, sell them to the West Coast California people as used vehicles with combustion engines, because the electric cars aren't going to be available. I mean, there's not enough lithium in the world. I tell you, the new California will have a booming economy.
Yeah, yes, it will, and we're looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love that. So let's broaden our scope now. Let's talk about all of America, because you have a really powerful message about the spiritual revolution that is underway and the spiritual battle that is upon us. Let me ask you this. How important is it that we bring God into our lives to help defeat the evil, the tyrants, because they seem to be all infested with, you know, demons and Luciferian tendencies? How important is this aspect of the battle?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. Without God, the nation falls. In fact, I think we're to the point where no matter what, I think we get downsized, severely downsized. Judgment is coming. And as I've been saying, the axe is laid at the root. There are just some aspects of society, even some geographical areas that just, they're not going to make it. They're just not going to make it. And so faith in God, and I actually, I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible is God's word, and I guess I consider myself a paleo-eclectic Christian. So, you know, I go to a non-denominational church, but it's all about, for us, believing God and his word and establishing a society that is the foundation that it's built on. So it's critical. Every nation that rejects God gets judged. And I think... we've just gone way too far in the wrong direction. We have embraced many of the things that other cultures in history have embraced that led to their downfall. You can pick your empire, right? I mean, this culture, this country now has institutionalized child sacrifice, and we have spirit cookers, pedophiles, groomers. That all this stuff is being institutionalized as a sort of state religion. So I approach it from this perspective, Mike, is that anthropologically, that would be scientifically speaking, right? Anthropology proves, it's an anthropological fact that man is a religious creature. So the question isn't, are we going to have Christianity or faith in God? The question is going to be, what is your God going to be? Is it going to be pedophilia? Is it going to be statism? Is it going to be LGBTQ nonsense? Is it going to be Marxism, Leninism? And this country has embraced false gods. And so what I'm about is returning to just the simple faith in God expressed in the Bible and following his wise plan and his simple instructions.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you mentioned the anthropology too, because the whole history of anthropology proves there's no such thing as men who can get pregnant, because you don't find transgender fossils. Yeah. By the way, there are no transgender chimpanzees and apes and primates and orangutans and all that. No, it's males and females, folks. That's it. That's all there is. Everything else is delusion. So we have to get back to that. We've got to stop the child mutilations. Exactly as you said, God judges the nation. And you mentioned, I think, depopulation. How bad do you think that's going to get, John?
I think it's going to get very bad. And I think it's going to affect the urbanized areas, which are typically your blue areas, way more severely than it is the areas of the country that are, say, more self-reliant. And that would be the rural areas. So the closer people seem to be to nature and basic things like just knowing where food comes from, right? They're more connected with reality, and they will fare much better. But even in those areas, it's people are headed for a rude awakening, probably this winter. And of course, if people continue taking these non-vaccine vaccines, which, of course, is,
okay, John,
you know.
Sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to a break, John. We'll be right back, folks, with more with John Wadsworth here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
I'm going to answer a health question for you real quickly here about iodine. Then we're going to continue with our interview with John Wadsworth about the spiritual war in America. Some people have asked me, what's the difference between potassium iodide and iodine, such as what the InfoWars store sells, like the X3 product? Folks, the potassium that is in potassium iodide is pointless. The potassium doesn't offer any special protection. It's just a stable, solid form that is easy to take. But the potassium dissociates very quickly in your stomach acid, and you just get extra potassium that's basically inconsequential. The key is the iodine, and the X3 form of iodine does the exact same job, and perhaps even better in terms of absorption compared to potassium iodide. The only difference is that I think the FDA has approved certain brand names of potassium iodide for nuclear events. But frankly, all forms of iodine have a similar effect. It's just a question of what form you prefer to take it in and what you can get. So frankly, support InfoWars, you know, and get the liquid form, the X3, high absorbability, and it does the trick. And in my view, it probably gets absorbed more quickly than potassium iodide, so I think it's a superior form. But that's just my opinion as a food scientist and a health expert. You know, take it for what you will. All right, getting back to John Wadsworth here. By the way, the government of Finland is now telling its own citizens to start taking iodine. So not only are we getting warnings from across the world from other countries, but now Finland as well. And if you're smart, you're going to be doing this in the United States. Now, John, thank you again for joining me. John's channel on Brighteon.com is called New Patriot, and he's great. I've watched a lot of his videos. I'm a fan of his work. You talked previously about God judging the United States, kind of like Sodom and Gomorrah. That judgment, do you think it has already begun, or is it yet to come? What will it look like?
I think it has begun, and it's manifesting in different degrees, but things are coming to a climax where God has different means of judging. Sword, famine, pestilence, and disease are all common things that you see throughout the biblical history. And God's no respecter of persons, and in America is no different. If we turn our backs on him, we can expect the same thing to happen. It's a cause and effect, Mike, you know. So we're just people. We're human beings. And if we do the same things that previous civilizations have done, and the difference, I guess, with us is that we've had more light than other countries. More revelation, really, even than the nation of Israel. I mean, we have the Jewish people to thank for our Bible, but this nation was founded like no other, and we have to turn back to our roots. And Mike, I think that that as the judgment manifests, I think war is actually a big, it's a major part of that. I really do think it is, and even during the war between the states in America, the Civil War. People widely recognized back then that that was God's judgment. It wasn't such an outlandish thought, but I think today many people, it's hard to process because they don't have a framework, because they don't read the whole Bible. They sort of have, if they do read the Bible, maybe it's like a Cliff Notes version, you know. The thing is today about contemporary Christianity is we've scaled down the truths that are contained in God's Word to just a sort of a, you know, we keep church in the, you know, the Christian life in the ecclesiastical world. But we don't let it touch politics or food or health or science or, you know, other things. But in Christianity, in the first century, the Christianity that rocked the world was a Christianity, before they called it Christianity, they called it the way. And it was the way of following Jesus Christ, the way of following God. And Mike, I think that people will emerge from this time of judgment. This would be called a remnant people. The people that actually emerge out of this will be, God calls them remnant people. And that's who you speak to when you in your messages. These are people that will survive. And I think it's going to be incumbent upon us.
Being able to identify then, the discernment has never been easier. Because, you know, it used to be for a while, some people who maybe they didn't believe in God or they were atheists, but they used to be, many of them, still sort of polite members of a polite society, and they would get along, and, you know. But now they're just demons. They're like goblins, like child mutilating goblins. And they celebrate it, and they love it, and they even have all this outpicturing and so on, just showing the demonism all over their faces and with their hair and body alterations and everything. And they even sound like demons as they're bragging about how they're exploiting and mutilating children. So it's never been easier to tell the difference. Would you agree?
I totally agree with that. It's manifesting everywhere. And, you know, I could point something out too, Mike. We were talking about this yesterday, is that the famous Soviet defector, Yuri Bezmenov, revealed the strategy of taking down America. And it was a communist subversion plot that involved first demoralization, and that means removing the morals from a society, making it completely moralless. And this is what we've done. You know, Vladimir Putin actually pointed it out, is that we have a country now where those who worship Satan are on equal footing with those who worship God. You know, and then the other two main steps that Yuri Bezmenov talked about prior to he says these things would occur prior to the takedown of America. One was that there would be a crisis, and he said this could be brought about in a matter of weeks, I think he said, and then normalization, that going through this crisis, everything would be normalized. But see, all this happens, the backdrop for all of this is a society without morals.
So when you say demoralization, you're talking about the removal of morals from society, not not kind of like battlefield morale where people have courage. You're talking about eliminating morals. I think that interpretation is exactly correct. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that is it. You know, when he said that, I first thought he meant like discouraging society, but demoralization of society. Remember, his mother tongue was Russian, and I think it means removing. It's an amoral society, and that is really what we've become. And any time in this culture, when you express an opinion that's rooted in moral truth, timeless moral principles, or eternal principles, people will look at you as if, well, that's just your opinion, and you know, as if an opposite opinion, which completely the wrong direction, worshiping Satan, for instance, is of equal value or equally true somehow. That's kind of where we are. Yeah.
No, if you say, you shouldn't use scalpels to mutilate children and slice off their breasts and genitals, and then a leftist will say, well, that's just your view. No, that's the correct view. You don't mutilate children for profit and call it progress. I mean, come on.
That's people exactly out of their minds. And, you know, and one of the other things that Yuri Bezmenov predicted, he says when the society gets this far in the process of being ready for a communist takeover, that was what he was talking about, is that when they're demoralized, when there are no morals left, he said it doesn't matter how many facts you present to people, they simply will not receive them. And logic won't apply. They're incapable of processing. Once demoralization has occurred in a society, they're incapable of recognizing truth.
Well, that's exactly where we are. And it's funny because this came out in Putin's recent speech, talking about how the West has become essentially a satanic or an antichrist civilization in his view. And he was talking about how Russia feels like they can't negotiate, they can't communicate with the West, because the West is run by these lunatics that just, I mean, what do you do? It's kind of like arguing with a leftist about something like, you know, if they claim men can get pregnant, and you're like, that's insane, that's stupid. Of course men can't get pregnant, but then they will believe it no matter what. They will defend their insanity because, well, I mean, let's face it, they're infested with demonic influence at this point. But, John, we're about to wrap up this segment with you. What are your final thoughts of what people should do to help save America from this demonic downfall?
Okay, so I think people, first of all, is turn back to God. And there's not a real formula for that because it's got to be very sincere. But it starts with prayer and repentance. Just, God, please forgive me. Please forgive our nation for our sins and show me what I need to do. Lord, what should I do to be part of the solution here? It starts with that. And like I said, God's got a wise plan, and he's got simple instructions. I encourage people to get involved in some sort of a local, you know, fellowship. And, of course, if you're in New California, I just urge you to join what we're doing here. Listen, guys, life is still worth defending. Freedom is still worth defending. And giving up is unthinkable, but we need to be on God's side. We don't ask God to be on our side. We need to be on his side. I think that's where we start here, Mike.
All right, well said. John Wadsworth, known as New Patriot, folks. If you want to check out his channel on Brighttown.com, and I'm sure you'll be posting elsewhere as well. It's great to have you on today. Thank you for joining me. And thank all of you for watching today. Visit SaveInfoWars.com to help donate to keep this platform on the air. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.